five critical signs he is the one. One of the most asked questions I get is, how do I know if he is the one? So you may ask yourself that same question. So this video will serve as an answer to that based on the research that I have done with thousands of successful women all over the world, no matter the age or the stage. Hey, I'm Antje Boyd with Magnetize Your Man, and together with my husband Brody, we've been helping thousands of successful women all over the world to getting the loving, long-term, and committed relationship that they desire fast. So let's go ahead and dive right in. The first critical sign that you know that he is the one is actually about you feeling fully accepted. You see, when women come to me, they often come from damaged backgrounds. They come from backgrounds where they weren't fully accepted. And because of that, they, of course, attracted men into their life that also didn't fully accept them. You know, for example, if they had an overly critical parent who was just focusing on the woman achieving, or maybe they had an abusive parent, maybe they had an emotionally unavailable parent, but in any way, they didn't feel accepted. They didn't feel accepted for expressing their emotions, or they didn't feel accepted for who they are in the world. Whatever the case may be, maybe they had to even compete and deal with jealousy. In any case, they didn't feel accepted. And so this is really important, because when I personally met my husband, Brody, I felt fully accepted. You look, even to such a degree that I had to get used to it. Look, I was not used to that at all. I was used to, you know, dealing with, you know, men trying to put me down, or men kind of indicating that it would be better to communicate less and, you know, potentially ask less questions and not be so demanding and so on, and don't have so many boundaries and so many standards and things like that. So how you know that he's the one is he's accepting all of that. He's excited to get to know more about you. And there is something that happens in your body. There is like just a letting go, a release, a relaxation happening. You could almost call it a total surrender. Now, I don't know if you've ever done a trust fall, but if you have, then you may know what this feels like to just let yourself completely fall and trusting that you're going to be caught, right? That you're going to be supported, that this man has your back. That the next critical sign that he's the one is that you have compatible wounds. I love this topic because nobody is talking about it. You're always just talking about compatible values and desires and lifestyles. But here we're actually going to talk about that. Look, there's something inevitable, which is we are all going to have wounds. Now, the question is, what kind of wounds do we have and to which degree? Now, when I say compatible wounds, what I mean is we can experience wounding at different stages of development. Right? So, for example, you could get wounded already, like something could happen around your birth where you don't even feel safe in your body. Or, you know, for example, you could be infringed upon your freedom. Maybe you didn't have free will choice. This is particularly true for certain cultures where there was arranged marriage. So that would be an example of not having choice. So those are just a couple examples. So when you have compatible wounds, that means you actually experienced wounding, and that may be contrary to your belief at different times in your childhood. You see, we always think like, well, you know, when we have the same suffering, we carry the weight together. And no, this is actually not how it's going to work, because when there's a breakdown, you guys are going to have the same triggers, and it's going to be very hard to be resourced in that moment, meaning that some partner, that one partner is taking on the sort of the responsible part in that moment, a mature part, that emotionally more resourced part that feels safe. Now, when you have compatible wounds, so for example, like I got wounded more around getting my needs met, as having a narcissistic mom who's also borderline personality, you know, I had challenges in like really feeling like expressing my needs. Now, however, my husband is more than filled up with that, was treated like a little prince. The second child didn't even come no, into the world until he was like 4 years old, right? So he's got this way covered. Now, he had like a very protective mom. So he has something around like choice and freedom, you know, that he needs to have in a relationship. And so for me, no problem, because I had all the freedom in the world when I was growing up because my mom didn't care. I could do whatever I want. I could hang out with whoever I want, however long I want. And, it, you know, for some of you, this may sound like a dream come true. However, it wasn't, because I didn't feel taken care of. I didn't feel loved. I didn't feel supported. You know, I didn't feel like somebody was actually caring enough to investing into me. But because of that, this works actually extremely well, highly compatible in our marriage and in our relationship, because when something comes up around getting my needs met, my husband can model to me what healthy security around that looks like and how that sounds like. And he can also help me to feel safe in that moment. And when something comes up around freedom or having free choice, you know, like I have no resistance towards that, right? We can just totally lean into that, have that conversation, and he feels safe to get those needs met on his end. So that's something you want to look out for to decide if he is the one. Now, the next critical sign that he is the one is that he has balanced archetypes. Archetypes are different energies inside of ourselves. Now, we have different ways of expressing ourselves in the world depending on what environment we're in. So, for example, the warrior would be more visible at work, right? Because that's where you need to get the job done. Now, the lover would be visible more in other areas, right? And then, of course, it also depends on your upbringing. Now, what happens particularly when the man is the one, you can actually relate to him on all levels because he has balanced archetypes. He feels safe to your nervous system, right? You can relate when you're in your queen. You feel like he's in his king. He has a mission in his life. He knows where he is headed. He knows his goals, and he has a plan around it. However, he can also relate to you in your wild woman. So if you get like angry or you're like very intensely embodied, he's not afraid of that. Why? Well, because he has balanced energies inside of himself. So he also has a strongly embodied wild man and so on. You see where this is going. But again, what that does is that you feel actually safe to express all of who you are and then some. And then what that really provides is actually like constant growth, constant expansion, curiosity, you know, and building deeper and deeper connections and intimacy with each other. The next critical sign that he's the one is he works through conflict. I know this sounds so self-explanatory, but let me tell you, I have so many women come to me and constantly complaining that as soon as they set boundaries or they say, hey, can we have a conversation? You know, I'm noticing something. You know, can we talk about something? That the man puts his head into the sand, right? That he doesn't want to be bothered. He feels like, you know what? I don't want to be held accountable. And that he actually goes into his avoidant attachment style behavior, right? And this is, of course, very tough to convince a man to get out of. You know, this is what I see with women all the time. They come to me and they ask me, how can I convince, you know, and how can I make the man, you know, and the problem is like he has to really want to do this himself. Now, when he is the one, he's actually going to stay with you in the conflict. Like one woman told me that, you know, they were starting a conflict. And she was like about, you know, she was just kind of like expecting him to leave. And he's like, you think I'm leaving, don't you? And he said, I'm not going anywhere, right? Because he was the one. So he didn't leave. He stayed in the heat, in the fire, because I get it. Do you know what conflict is? It's highly confronting. It's highly uncomfortable. And it brings up so many triggers. So I get it. That's why it's so important that you know that only the one would actually stay with that. Everybody else would either collapse and just be like, yes, 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 it's all, I'm wrong, you're right. So that would be the people pleaser, the potentially also codependent partner, or the one that potentially stonewalls you, you know, or rages off into the other room, potentially attacks you and makes you wrong and uses the shame shield of aggression because they actually feel like so much shame inside of themselves that they don't want to feel. Now, when a man is really the one, he wants to protect you from all of this. Look, he's aware that how he could react, 100%, but he doesn't do it because he respects you and admires you too much. And he will stay in the conversation, he will stay in the conflict with you until you have worked through it. And the next critical sign that he's the one is that he makes you a priority. Now, I know this is an all-time favorite, but it really deserves repetition because so many women don't get this. You know, I hear women say all the time to me, you know, like, well, you know, he has a son on the weekends and, you know, I mean, he had like the business meeting and, you know, he lives like 45 minutes away from me. So, you know, I mean, understandably, he's like tired at night, so he can't drive the extra. And it's like, are you kidding me? So for one, you know, some people drive to the grocery store for 45 minutes and an hour, depending on where you are in the country or where you are in the world. So let me give you like just some perspective here to begin with. But all jokes aside, like this man will make you a priority. You know, what I just told my husband is, right, a man who makes you a priority, who is the one for you, will be result-focused. He will be, like, problem-solving-focused as opposed to excuse-focused, right, resistance-focused. Look, there's either reasons or there's results. Of course, we always have reasons why we may not do something, right? And the reality is whatever they don't want to do, someone has done. Under the same circumstances, you know, with having the kids or with having the, you know, the ex-wife who's toxic, you know, or with having a house on sale or, you know, with the amount of stress at work, right? Like, again, there's going to be men that have been in those situations that have still shown up. You know, there's actually this very interesting video that went semi-viral on Instagram, and it was this actor, I forgot who it was, and he was on stage, and, you know, he was being interviewed, he was, like, on camera, it was live broadcasting, and, I mean, first of all, his cell phone was not on autopilot, an airplane mode, that's what I wanted to say, maybe it was on autopilot, but his phone rang and he picked it up because he knew it was his wife. And he just had a very quick conversation, obviously let her know that he's on set and so on. I love you and what's going on, right? But again, it communicated that she is a priority in his life. Now, would he have an excuse to say, look, I was on stage, we were filming, obviously had my phone off? Of course. But look, here's the thing. In order to build true integrity, you have to be honest with yourself, right? And a man of integrity who actually is the one for you will be honest with himself and enough to actually say, you know what, look, I actually care enough for this woman. I will go the extra mile because she's simply worth it. Well, as you may have noticed by now, that some of it may be a little bit triggering, a little bit confronting. Maybe you notice that the man you're dating right now is not really showing up this way, or is actually constantly coming up with reasons. And, you know, and maybe, you know, you're just say yes and amen because you hope that, you know, if you don't complain too much and if you don't rock the boat too much, then maybe he's going to come around. But I'm here to tell you that's most likely not going to happen, right? Because if we don't say something, a man just thinks, well, this is just how it is, right? And you're not making yourself available to what's possible for you. Look, I hear this from women all the time, like I said already in the beginning of the video, they have to get used to it, how good it gets. Now, if you haven't yet, take my free love quiz and virtual coaching session to get the committed, connected, and long-term relationship that you desire fast without frustration, loneliness, or wasting any more time attracting those emotionally unavailable, excuse-focused men by simply hopping over to getlovequiz.com, or you can also pop that here in here right in the description and comment section and grab the link right there. this video. I hope it was helpful. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.